Coming up this Friday and Saturday, there is going to be an overnight Kicking Bear camp in West Salem. And here to tell us all about that is Kicking Bear founder, Ray Howell. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning, sis. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm excited to hear about this overnight camp you have coming up this weekend in West Salem. Tell us about that.
Well, we are going to have an absolute blast, like always with Kicking Bear. Just be prepared to have fun. This camp here is just, everything is laid out to just a giant area to come in and tear it up with the kids. We're going to have all kinds of games. There's going to be fishing. You'll be able to throw tomahawks and shoot bows and then we're going to camp, and there'll be a giant bonfire. You cannot believe how big of a pile of wood we got set up there for the bonfire.
Uh-oh.
it'll be glowing. You'll be able to see it from all around for miles. It's going to just be an absolute blast. And we have fireworks.
Wow. For Friday night.
And we got some of the best fireworks team ever. We've had fireworks at Kicking Bear. They've come there and done it. And I'll tell you what. They make so much noise that I know that the cows don't give milk for it. I mean, it's awesome.
Yep. Forgive us, please, farmers. So is this camp for kids? Is it for families? Who's it for?
It's for everybody. But what we like to do is get kids off the streets. We like to get them in the outdoors and let them know that there's a real life out there, and it's not the garbage on the streets. And we like to do is have people bring their own kids and kids from outside their homes. The camp is totally free to everyone, so there's no cost, and we will be providing the meals and all the stuff for the camp. And also, there'll be a lot of prizes, and there'll be a couple kids winning brand new bows from Mission Archery.
So, oh, wow.
I'll just warn everybody, if they come to the camp, I'll guarantee you, you'll have so much fun, you're going to be sore for 3 days afterwards.
And I suppose you know that from experience?
I do. Some big kid always starts a marshmallow fight, and that's where it goes. I'll tell you, just running and having fun and hooting and howling. And, you know, the amazing thing, too, is when we have tug-of-war, now, this is really something. Girls will normally beat the boys at tug-of-war the first time around.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Oh, the girls are a little bit more organized than boys are at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun, just fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think the free part is huge. I know when our kids were small and trying to think about sending them to camps or doing things like that with them, it was so expensive, and we just couldn't do it a lot of times. So for you to be offering this overnight two-day camp with so much fun and just such a great atmosphere, I think is huge for so many families. And especially if you want to take some of the kids in the neighborhood that, you know, maybe their dad isn't in the picture, maybe they have a single mom or their family's struggling in some way, this would be a great event for you to be able to take them to as well. But behind everything you do, I know that it's getting across that message of the good news of Jesus Christ, isn't it?
It is. You know, that's the thing about the broken homes and all the trouble on the streets that the enemy has caused. You know, when we have the opportunity to tear it up and have the fun we do in the outdoors and be able to let not only these kids know, but the people know that no matter what their problems are in life, God has got a purpose for them. And that purpose is for good, and it's not the garbage on the streets. And, you know, I'll tell you, to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is really an awesome, awesome thing. And until you do, you know, it's everything is normal. It seems like this is the way it should be. But once you experience the joy of the Lord in your heart, I'll tell you what, your life changes, and it changes for the better. And that's what holds families together, and as being in the Scriptures and following Christ. So when we have these camps, you know, we share the gospel, and we see who the chosen is. They step forward, and then at the West Salem camp here, we have it all set up to do baptism. So if people would like to baptize at the camp, we're going to have baptisms there, and this is going to be awesome.
You know, I think it's also great that kids can see that they can have fun without doing all the stuff that the world is doing. They don't have to do the stuff that the kids on the street are doing to have fun, but you can have real, genuine fun. And there's nothing like that atmosphere, that environment, when Christians are together just having a great time, and you don't have all the guilt and all the baggage that goes with it, the world's way.
Well, that is true. Anybody that thinks being a Christian is dull, I'll tell you what, you come to Kicking Bear Camp one time, we'll straighten that right up.
Yeah, they haven't met Ray Howell, have they? Well, we're excited to let people know about this two-day Kicking Bear Camp. Again, it's this Friday and Saturday in West Salem. Starts at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, goes until 2 p.m. Saturday. Again, it's a free camp, which includes your meals, and then people have to bring their own tents and things like that for camping, right?
Yes. Yep. Bring some of those things. But like I said, all the meals and everything else is provided. Just show up. And that's right. Bring as many kids from outside your home as you want. And, you know, the interesting thing is when you take a kid and do something like that that has never had a chance to, you got the opportunity to help change that kid's life for the better.
Yeah.
And, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it can be an experience that they will never forget, and those seeds can be planted in their hearts. And who knows, they may make that decision for Jesus Christ that will change the whole course of their life and their future. So exciting. Thank you for all you do, Ray.
Well, God is doing it. I'm just a servant, but I'll tell you what, I get to witness some pretty awesome things.
Oh, I know you do. I've heard so many stories how God is using your ministry, and it's exciting to know that lives are truly being changed for eternity. You know, it's amazing how God can do that. If you would like to find out more about the camps, you can stop by the calendar on the Praise Network app or website. We have all the links there, and you can find all the information and register. And again, that camp is coming up this Friday and Saturday, July 28th and 29th in West Salem, Wisconsin. Ray, thanks for checking in with us, and have a great time this weekend.
Well, thank you, sis. We are going to tear it up and have a blast. So thank you. It was good talking to you.
Good talking to you as always. We'll talk to you soon. Again, we have been talking with Ray Howell, the founder of Kicking Bear Ministries. And again, the information about the two-day camp coming up this Friday and Saturday in West Salem can be found on the Praise Network calendar, on our mobile app, or on the website at praisenetwork.com.